moving and standing still at the same time. Allow yourself a break in front of this altar painting while we first give you some background information. Michelangelo Merisi, named Caravaggio, was known to Rubens. This Italian painter is known for his guts. His daring approach in his technique stands out for his contrasting use of light and shadow. In his iconography, his paintings show extreme realism, say naturalism. An example of the latter are the dirty feet of the common people in the foreground. They are sitting still, worshipping Our Lady, but at the same time they are moving by stretching out their arms and hands towards the rosary. It is also convenient for contrast that the two preacher friars, Dominic and Peter the Martyr, wear their black and white habit. Their outstretched and pointing hands are like the sides of a triangle, with the Virgin and Child at the top. In the composition, this triangle rests on a similar geometric figure with the following lines of the kneeling faithful. The well-groomed man with his milk color is probably the patron of the Colonna family. He is the one who seeks eye contact with us, just like the monk on the right does. The fathers of a Dominican church in Naples flatly refused the sponsored work. They didn't like it because it deviated too much from conventions and the idealized representation of saints. And so, the painting appeared on the art market in Antwerp. Later on, it was appreciated by a distinguished visitor, Emperor Joseph II. He earmarked it for the Imperial Art Collection in Vienna. Joseph approached the matter from an economic angle, as an enlightened thinker, when he wrote to his chancellor, "I have no doubt that we can acquire them. If we exchange them for one or two other paintings from the catalogue, give the monks one by Rubens, or by the crier, or some other masters who are pleasing to them as religious persons. Notify the minister plenipotentiary in Brussels and tell him to pay attention to packaging and transport." The Dominicans stipulated that they could have a faithful copy made. It hangs there to this day.